This is Billy Corbin. This is Billy Corbin, director of Cocaine Cowboys and the 30 for 30s, The U and Broke. And there's nothing we love in Miami more than driving cruise control with no hands, steering with our knee, and not using turn signals, which is kind of what it's like listening to the Cruise Control podcast with my man, Randy Cruz.
And at forward at 6'10 from Cypress Creek High School in Florida, number one, Amari Stoudemire.
So, yeah, it's official now. The Knicks have waived Amari Stoudemire, working on that buyout where by Wednesday he'll clear waivers and will sign with any team he wants to. Looking like the Dallas Mavericks trying to compete for an NBA championship in that loaded Western Conference. People are going to have mixed feelings about this. Some Knicks fans are kind of happy. Some Knicks fans are kind of, you know, upset or sad seeing Stoudemire go. For me, being a fan of the Knicks for quite a while, when you look back to 2010, free agency 2010, you had LeBron, you had Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, Joe Johnson, Carlos Boozer, Amari Stoudemire, all of these guys available. And of course, the Knicks cleared the cap space way before that. We're talking like 08-09. I think they had three guys on the roster during that summer, and the one guy they wanted was LeBron James. They didn't get him. We knew D-Wade wasn't going anywhere. Chris Bosh was kind of a little shocker going to Miami. And the one guy that, you know, people can say, well, did he want to be here? Or was it because of the 5-year, $100 million contract he was going to get from New York as opposed to Phoenix? Because apparently Phoenix knew about the injuries Amari had, and they kind of said, well, Amari only has 3-4 years left on those knees. But the Knicks, they said, listen, we need somebody to come in, superstar status, to bring this team and this franchise to being relevant. And I always applauded Amari Stoudemire for coming here. He was the guy that did say the Knicks are back. You know, July 2010, he did say the Knicks are back. And at that point, you had to say, like, okay, well, we got Amari now. Let's see how this works. Because before that, you had three players on your roster. Everybody you had was under contract until that season was over. It was over. You had three players. I don't even know who was on the roster before they got Amari. But he comes here, leaves Phoenix, which was, you know, in the Western Conference Finals that same year, losing to the Lakers. And he comes to New York, and he came here, and it just brought the Knicks back to some sort of relevancy, being relevant in the NBA. They were losing season after season after season, and now you bring in a multiple-time All-Star, a guy who's been deep in the playoffs. You bring him to your roster, you figure, hey, all right, we got Amari now. Let's see what we can, you know, work around him with. And for that first year, nobody can deny that in that first year, he wasn't playing like an MVP. When he had that 10, 11, 12, maybe 13 game stretch of 30-plus points, it was like, man, like, you knew you were getting Amari, but you didn't know you was getting that kind of Amari Stoudemire from Phoenix. And you hear the injuries and how long is he going to play for. And he was going out there night in, night out, shooting lights out. And, you know, he was making everything look easy out there in the court, making everything look easy. And it did not matter who was guarding him or what team was playing New York that night. He was going out there and getting 30-plus points. He was an MVP candidate. I believe he made the All-Star team that year. I believe he even started the All-Star game. So he was having an MVP season in that first year. And then people could say, well, Melo comes on board. That kind of messed everything up because Amari went before Melo got there. Amari was averaging, 26-9, with 3 assists, 2 blocks, shooting 50% from the field. So Amari was doing the thing. But to kind of say Melo messed that up or messed the chemistry up, listen, bottom line is they didn't gel well together. The injuries played up to Amari after a while. Then you saw more Melo than Amari and Melo. That part is kind of sad because you just never got a chance to see both of these guys play together healthy and compete in the East at the same time on the same floor. And it was always Melo's playing, but Amari's not. Amari's playing, but Melo's not. It was never to a point where 85% of the time you had Amari and Melo on the floor at the same time. And as a fan, that's the one thing that bothers me the most, because we just never saw the full 100% potential of this pairing. And of course, everybody's going to say, well, it didn't work. I mean, obviously it didn't, because the injuries played up to Amari, and it just became a different team. It became Melo's team once he got there. It was Amari's team before he got there, but I don't think Amari really let that bother him. It was more about the team. It was more about, listen, if we can get Melo, let's go for it. But my thing is, the Knicks could have been so much better if they would have waited till the summer to sign Melo, because all signs pointed toward him leaving Denver and him going to New York. And I know this is 4 years ago, but you always think about what could have been, maybe. I'm not saying they would have won a championship, but I think they would have more playoff runs in them if they would have kept Wilson Chandler, Danilo Gallinari, Mozgov, Felton, and then get Melo on top of that with Amari. And then you get Chandler. The Knicks would have been a so much better team. It's ridiculous. But you don't do that. You trade your young players to get Melo. Now it's like, all right, we have Amari and Melo, but then now we have Ronnie Turiaf. We have an aging Chauncey Billups. And then we kept Landry Fields. And like, okay. Is that going anywhere in the East? You know, how far are you going in the East when Ronnie Turiaf is your starting center? Probably not far enough. But they did make the playoffs, and they got swept by Boston. I think Amari got hurt game one or two, something like that, and they got swept. And I just remember Jared Jeffrey trying to make the game-winning shot in Boston. I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, listen. Those were the days of the Knicks in their playoff run with Amari and Melo. But trying to circle everything back, Amari's impact in New York to me was monumental for the purpose of making the team and organization relevant to where other players want to come here. Is it 100% certain that if Amari wasn't a Knick, that Melo was going to come to New York by himself in the summertime or push a trade to come to New York? Probably not. But once he saw Amari commit to New York, and he has 5 years of commitment, Melo was like, all right, I got to make sure I come to New York, because now they're relevant. Amari put the Knicks on the map where it became a possible destination for free agents or free agents to be, because you already have a perennial all-star on your roster. And the Knicks are back, and all that stuff was because of Amari. Now, you can say, well, yeah, but the contract was 5 years, $100 million. It didn't go well. It was an albatross. Yeah, you can say that now, but all because of the injuries. And I just love and appreciated every time Amari was hurt, He did everything he could to get back on the court. And he worked out. He did everything. Did all the trainings, you know, wine baths. He did damn near everything to come back. And some players just like, hey, man, I'm hurt, but, you know, I'm going to be out X amount of months and don't have that drive and that passion to come back. And Amari always had that drive and that passion and the heart to win here in New York. So now he goes off to Dallas, which I think he's going to go to, unless some other team comes from left field. And, you know, he's going to come off the bench and provide 15, 20 minutes, and hopefully he'll play better because we've seen how JR and Shepherd are playing in Cleveland now after leaving New York. So hopefully Amari finds, you know, better rhythm, better, more playing time. You never know. A different place and atmosphere can always work. So I'm just hoping that Amari does get the opportunity to play for a championship, whether it be in Dallas or not. But, you know, New York, this is it, man. Your rebuilding with Melo starts now, because that whole Knicks tape era, it's only Melo and Prigioni. Melo and Prigioni are the only ones left from that Knicks tape season. I don't, you want to call it an era. But that one year, it was all about the Knicks tape. Now it's like no JR, no Shumpert, no Amare, no Copeland, no Chandler. It's nobody there left except Melo and Prigioni from that time. And Amare now getting waived, but they had to eat up that 20-some-odd million-dollar contract. But it just more cap space. Bargnani's coming off too, which is a whole different story. He's coming off the books. So the Knicks are going to have money to do something. But my thing is, who's going to come here to an environment that, you know, currently has the, what, worst or second worst record in the NBA? And these players are going to leave their current winning teams to come to New York? Like, what else can you sell me on? You know, and it's going to be interesting to see what the Knicks do. Yeah, you traded JR and Shumpert for a 2018 whatever draft pick. You waive Amari Stoudemire. You buy him out. You traded Chandler and Felton earlier back in before the draft. So it's clearinghouse. It is clearinghouse for the Knicks, and it just all remains to see what Phil Jackson can do or is going to do now. But, you know, going back to Amari, I'll always remember the intro, you know, from Cypress Creek High School in Florida and all that, number one. And, you know, he was just a guy that made the fans feel like, okay, we have somebody to watch. We have somebody to sell the arena out. We have somebody that's going to, you know, be the first building block, the first piece into making something happen here. And I think, in my honest opinion, if there was no Amari Stoudemire, there's no Melo in New York. I could be wrong. I mean, listen, it is what it is. But you did not hear Melo say, I want to come to New York before Amari signed. You know, and this is what, his second to last year in Denver. He was just in the Western Conference Finals the year before that. So now, to me, now one time you heard Melo say, I want to be a Knick, before Amari signed, or any inclinations of him wanting to leave Denver in the middle of the season to come to New York. And that was brought on by Stoudemire, and then Chandler came after that. Like, Chandler signed with the Knicks out of left field. Nobody even thought that was gonna happen. So I think Amari's overall impact with New York was bringing the Knicks franchise to being relevant. Now, the outcome, yeah, the playoffs, they won one series. They got swept twice, I believe. I believe it was once. They got swept by Boston in 2011, and I think they got one game in against Miami in 2012. Then it went to 2013, 54-game win season, Atlantic Division champions, and they lose in six to Indiana in the second round. So that's the playoff record you have. You know, 1 year getting past the first round. And then, you know, there's wine baths and there's, you know, punching the fire extinguisher. I mean, hey, man, at the end of the day, you just gotta love Amari, man. Those times were special. You know, those times you look back now, you can laugh at it, but you know, he was an all-star. He brought the team to relevancy. I think he's the main reason why Melo was here and still here. And I just wish him all the best going to a championship contender. We don't know how many years he has left in his NBA career. So, you know, whether it be Dallas or, you know, any other team that can use Amari, you know, I just wish him all the best. And 5 years, it's amazing how quick 5 years went. It is amazing. It just like, you know, yeah, Amari, 5-year contract, and by the time you know it, oh, the contract is over, and that's it. Like, where did time go? But, yeah, it became official about a half hour ago, you know, all the outlets, social media, and ESPN and stuff like that. So Amari Stoudemire is officially waived from the New York Knicks. He will clear waivers this Wednesday. And it remains to be seen where he'll go. But good luck to him. Always a fan. Will always be a fan. I was always an Amari fan since Phoenix. So if we would have got Amari back, you know, during that time, then, you know, we're talking about a different Amari Stoudemire now. But this is an impromptu cruise control podcast, by the way. I didn't even mention that in the beginning, but you can catch all the stuff on Blog Talk Radio, hitsradioshow.com. And again, Cruise Control Podcast, myself, Randy Cruz. You can hit me up on Twitter at Randy J. Cruz, RandyJCruz.
Yo, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and CEO and founder of DDP Yoga. And you, monkey? Well, you're listening to the Cruise Control Podcast. And that's not a bad thing. A good thing. Bang!
LeBron said no when Chris Bosh said no, Dwayne Wade said no, Boozer, Joe Johnson in that summer. Amari Stoudemire was the one guy that you could say wanted to come here, sign on that contract 5 years later. You know, he spent 5 years with the Knicks, and up and down kind of contract and years, mostly plagued by injuries. But my brother Joe Cruz, who's also a big Amari Stoudemire fan, who's now joining me here on the Cruise Control Podcast. And Joe, I was just talking about Amari's tenure time, the impact he had on the Knicks and the organization, and pre-Melo, post-Melo, and now you fast forward 5 years later, you have, I think, 3 playoff appearances, one time out the second round, injuries, him and Melo not being able to play as many games as we would want to. In your estimation, in your thoughts, quickly, how would you describe the Amari Stoudemire era in New York, and are you more happy to see him now compete for a championship with a different roster, or are you more sad the fact that you're seeing one of your favorite players no longer playing with the Knicks?
Well, I mean, Stoudemire, in a nutshell, was, you know, like you said earlier, was the only person that believed in New York and decided to come over here and really research the organization. So on that note, I respect him for taking that leap of faith and leaving Phoenix and coming to New York, not knowing what the future would look like, and take that opportunity to take on a franchise on his shoulders. And, you know, standing tall, and it is exactly what it was. You know, he stood tall above everybody. He decided to play for this organization. And then even with all the turmoil, even with all the additions that came on, he really showcased his talent. And it's a sad day, you know, not only for the Marlins, but for the New York Knicks. It's definitely, the red light goes on now and says, you know, we are definitely in rebuilding mode and we need to rebuild fast. You know, having Carmelo here with the Marlins, never really got to that point where the continuity and the consistency of them being, you know, two cornerstone franchise players, really were able to really mix all the time. You know, I wish that really worked out really well. With each his own, you know, Melo is still here. You know, he's still got a franchise player. So hopefully, you know, Phil can really take that next level with free agency and also the draft and really build from within. The future of Amari, I mean, looks kind of, you know, I would say promising. And by that, having him be on a playoff team, I think it's what he deserves. I think that that's what he wants, and I think that's what his body can really give him right now. You know, just the fact that he can only play at least 20 to 25 minutes respectfully, getting the opportunity to come to you know, a different franchise that doesn't expect too much of him, just expects him to do his job and do it well. And I think that him playing his natural role, you know, small forward, power forward, hit the little 15-foot jump shot, you know, go to free throw line, you know, make plays, I think can really fit well in either Dallas or San Antonio and other teams that they're mentioning about Amari's interest. So it's definitely a new day in New York, definitely on the downside. And, you know, maybe a better day for Amari, you know, depending on what team picks him up, and really appreciates his talent moving forward.
So real quick, one more for you. Do you feel more sad because one of your favorite players is not on the roster no more, or you feel like sad because we just never really saw the full potential of Melo and Amari play for, you know, Melo got there in 2011, Amari got there in 2010, so you're looking at four and a half years of these two guys just never playing more than a handful of games together on the court. Does that bother you, and should that bother Knicks fans the most, because you talk about two all-stars in their prime, but they just couldn't stay on the floor together?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both, right? I think that, you know, it's mixed emotions for me is because Amari is one of those transcendent athletes that, you know, the Knicks haven't had in a while, you know, and ever since the Ewing and those days, we really haven't had an impact player like that, with Sprewell or whoever, Allen Houston. I mean, talking about a guy that can really bring 25 and 10 on every night basis, and it was really easy for him, you know, and 2010 was a remarkable year for him, and just, it just showed us the ability and what the future holds if he was able to maintain his health. And I think that the other hindsight is that he did get hurt, and his body deteriorated fast, and, you know, from a ball player standpoint, you get so accustomed to seeing somebody play a certain style, and then when the injuries pile up, you know, you see this player that can't do what he used to do before, you know, and it's sad in that sense that, you know, Amari was pick and rolling and down lane and two-hand stuff and one-hand stuff, and now it's a 15-foot jump shot, now it's a, you know, it's all that's changed. But I'm sad for both those things. I mean, sad the fact that we had a player like Amari come in and go in 5 years and, you know, not fulfilling his full potential, and, you know, majority of that is not his fault. And also, you know, the Knicks were, you know, Knicks needed a player like him. I think we had it at probably his prime, and I think that it was gone too quick. And then having Melo been at it, I mean, you know, sky was the limit, you know, but they never really manifested to where it's supposed to be at, you know. But now I'm excited to see where Amari goes. You know, this is you know, the latter part of his career where he can really pick up the opportunity to play for a good team and really, you know, like I said earlier, less expectation, less of a burden, and really go out there and contribute to a team that really needs somebody like Amari Stoudemire.
All right, Joe. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All the time. All the time, brother.
All right. So, yeah, you know, Amari Stoudemire now goes to, you know, he's now in the Knicks. So, likely Dallas, compete for an NBA title. That Western Conference, man, you know, if Amari was going somewhere, maybe East, you know, like Cleveland, something like that, and maybe. But, hey, listen, he has 2 days to figure something out. I think some teams already said they were going to try to reach out to him. So, Amari does have suitors out there that can use 10, 15, 20 minutes of him on the floor. So, you know, we've been covering Amari for 5 years now here in New York, and to me, he just set the trend of other players wanting to come here. When I said earlier, you know, in that free agency, everybody was going for LeBron, and people thought that when LeBron was leaving Cleveland, it was going to be like, you know, either he stays in Cleveland or goes to, like, New York or something. And then Miami came from left field, and he did all the other stuff. I'm taking my talents to South Beach. So now LeBron doesn't go. D-Wade stays. Chris Bosh now goes to Miami. Boozer goes from Utah to Chicago. Joe Johnson goes from Atlanta to Brooklyn. So, you know, Amari was the last guy that you can probably get a star on your roster. Overpay one more extra year. Yeah, did they know about him and the injuries? Because Phoenix said all he got is 3-4 years. So when they didn't want to give Amari the fifth. But the Knicks, at that time, they may not need to do it now. But at that time, they needed someone to come in with star power to make the team and organization relevant. And at the time, you're looking at, what, a five-time All-Star, a guy who just played in the Western Conference Finals 2 months before that, still in his prime, still healthy. He had surgeries before, but he was healthy at that time, and it was something that you had to do. 5 years, $100 million, yeah, but that comes off the books this summer, and it remains to be seen what they do with the cap space they have coming into the summer. Who wants to come here? I don't know. Who wants to leave their team that is winning right now? I don't know. But the Knicks have a lot of questions to be answered, and it remains to see what Phil Jackson is going to do. Who wants to come here? Whether you're a big-time star, you're a B-level player. But no matter what, somebody has to come here and help Melo. And with the roster they have now, that ain't going to happen. So, Knicks fans, if you're a big-time Amari fan, just kind of think back and appreciate what he was able to give you guys and just making the franchise relevant. Before that, from 2002 to 2010, the Knicks made, what, one playoff? And they got swept by Jersey in 2004. So, after that, Amari came over. You made the playoff 3 times. So at least there was something to look at in his time here. So, big time thanks to my brother Joe Cruz Jr. for calling in. Big time Amari Stoudemire fan. You've been listening to the Cruise Control podcast here on blogtalkradio.com and SoundCloud. Hit me up on Twitter, Randy J. Cruz, RandyJCruz. The websites are blogtalkradio.com/HitsRadio Show, and of course, HitsRadioShow.com.